5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Workin' Sports Podcast. For those of you new to the podcast, every Monday I answer a fan question regarding their sports career, some question that is lingering for them that they wanted to get the answer to. If you have a question you want to answer on the show, email me at podcast@workinsports.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn and you can ask me there, or better yet, join our private Facebook group by searching for the Workin' Sports Podcast on Facebook. We're almost over 800 members now, and all the people in there are networking and sharing ideas and advice and opportunities, and it's a really, really cool community that you should be a part of. Now, here's the deal about that. Really quick note. When you ask to join, there are three questions you need to answer. This is how I know you are legit and not a Kenyan overlord who just needs my social security number to send me 5 million in Kenyan shillings. It's pretty simple. What is your favorite episode of the show? Who would you like me to get as a future guest? And have you given the show a review? Just say something to prove to me you are actually interested in being part of a group that is talking about sports careers. If you don't answer the questions, I assume you don't have a real interest in networking with like-minded individuals pursuing their sports career. So answer the questions. Make my life easier. Also, if you submit a good question and I answer it here on Mondays, you will get a free month at workinsports.com, the leading job board for the sports industry. Seriously, it's a tagline, but also we've been doing this for 20 years. We are the number one job board in the sports industry. There's over 7,000 available jobs right now. And last time I checked, you only need one. So it sounds like pretty good odds. All right, that covers Mondays. On Wednesdays on this podcast, I interview sports industry experts about their career, how they got started, what they look for when hiring, challenges they face, all the good stuff. We've had on people from every major sports league in just about every possible role you can imagine. The good news is all of the past episodes are just as relevant today as they were the day they were published. So go back and listen. Lots of great guests and information. None of it's tied to like what's happening that moment. We're talking about bigger picture things. So it's all just as applicable today as it was the day that I recorded it. So that really covers what we do on this podcast. Let's get into today's question, shall we? Great question this week from Wes in Indiana. Hi, Brian. This is Wes in Indiana. Thanks, Wes, but I think we already established that. I've been reading about your Sports Career Accelerator event coming up in September, and I'm strongly considering attending. You mentioned there will be a big networking event the first night with executives from the major sports teams, local minor league teams, agencies, blah, blah, blah. That in and of itself sounds like an incredible opportunity, but here's my question. I'm never sure how to behave or engage with people at these kind of events. Do you have any tips to maximize the experience? Wes, that is a great question. And you know why it's a great question? Because it's something I've had to focus in on really hard in my career as well. It's not something I am natural at. I am not a natural networker. So I've had to figure out ways to make myself comfortable, to force myself into a game plan, to be comfortable in these kind of events and to talk to people and get something out of it, right? To have a plan of attack. Because for me, if I have a plan, then I can usually execute on it. But I don't know. I get in my head a lot with networking. So let's go through this. I really admire the people who can just step out there and are so comfortable in their own skin. Zach Gross, who is a fan of this podcast, an aspiring sports agent, and a member of our private Facebook group, is incredible at this. He and I talked on one of our podcast episodes, actually. Like, he goes to an event and sees former NFL player Justin Tuck and says, all right, I'm going to go up and talk to him. He sees Jack Mills, agent to the Stars, to Baker Mayfield for one, and many other top line NFL players, and he says, all right, I want to be a sports agent one day, better go talk to Jack Mills. Matter of fact, I got Jack Mills on the show because of Zach, right? Now, this is a skill I don't naturally have, and Zach does, so I admire the heck out of it. I feel like I'm intruding, so I've always stayed in the background. That's my bugaboo. That's my thing that sticks in my head. Like, I'm intruding into their world, and that's not fair, so I stay background. But that's really, really wrong. Okay, so let's get into this. First thing you need to do is change your frame of mind. Now, if you're going to a networking event, put yourselves in the shoes of the executives and other people there. They've been asked to attend, and they're there. Now, think about that. They weren't sold like, hey, you want to go out for dinner? and they showed up expecting to have somebody take them out to dinner one-on-one. They were told this is going to be a networking event where there's going to be a lot of students there. There's going to be a lot of young people trying to break into the industry and would really like to have you there to help. So they knew the frame of reference. They knew what they were getting into. They agreed to coming to the event. They knew what it would be like. Embrace that fact. Know that these people showed up knowing they were going to have people like you coming up, talking to them, asking questions, asking to network, getting contact information, that kind of thing. So you have to have that in your mind. You're not intruding. This is actually what makes it such a great event to have a focused networking event like this, is because you're not intruding. You're not like walking up to them at a bar and trying to interact with them when they might be with their family. This is specialized for exactly this cause. So know that. Keep that in the back of your mind. Okay. Number two, have a game plan. All right. So here's the game plan you should have. You're going to do a quick introduction. You're going to get into a specific question. And during the conversation, you're going to try to slip in things you have accomplished and done. All right. No life stories. If you come up to me and say, hey, I'm Bob. I went to, you know, University of Colorado, and then go into a monologue for 5 minutes about everything you've done in your life, I maybe listened to the first 10 seconds and then I might have made eye contact with you and nodded a little bit, but I wasn't listening. And you know what? I was probably looking over your shoulder to figure out how to escape. I get this on LinkedIn all the time. People will, and don't take offense to this if you've done this, but just learn from it. People will say, hey, Brian, I'd love to connect, and then write me 7 paragraphs telling me everything about their life. It's like, let's work into this. You know, like, let's have a nice little conversation. Maybe tell me one little fact about you. And then if I interact back, maybe tell me a second thing about you. But you just diarrhea of the mouth, everything about you in one. I don't have time to sit and read your life story. And it's not going to stick anyway. And I don't mean this to offend anybody, but I'm talking about approach. And your approach needs to be to the point. So let's role play a little bit. Okay. You introduce yourself. Now, introducing yourself is important. You're making eye contact. You stick out your hand for a handshake. And then you say, hi, I'm Brian. I'm a senior at the University of Delaware studying sports management. How are you doing tonight? Great. I'm wonderful. I'm excellent. You know, I'm going to role play this all in one voice. So you're going to have to keep up. So I'm the other person and I say, great, wonderful, excellent, whatever it is. Okay. Now back to me. One thing I'm really trying to get a better understanding of is what employers are looking for when hiring. So for you, what's the most important skill you look for when hiring new staff? Boom. That took 10 seconds. You asked a very specific thing that they can answer. What are you looking for when you hire, right? Now, that's something you want the answer to. You want to know that. You aren't saying something that is ridiculous. Like, so who are you planning on signing this year? Got any good free agent choices? Well, how does that help you? That does not help you to get that information, right? You want information that is going to help you. In this instance, you have to ask questions to get answers that are going to drive your future experience in the sports industry. Okay. Asking them about, do you know Herschel Walker? I mean, anything like that? I don't know. That just popped into my head, but that stuff doesn't help, right? Okay. So you asked a specific question. So what's the most important thing you look for when hiring new staff? Your target person says, well, I want someone who has revenue generating experience. The ability to sell product and affect the bottom line is a really important skill that every business needs. Boom. That's great information, right? And you respond back. Now, here's where you slip in a little bit about you. You respond back. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. During my internship last year with the Baltimore Orioles, I was with the inside sales team, and it became obvious to me how important sales experience and a connection to revenue will be for my future. Boom. Okay. Now you're in a dialogue. You're talking to each other, right? You just dropped in there. I've done an internship with the Baltimore Orioles. I got some experience here, bro. I know sales. What you say you need, I've got it. And you didn't say like, oh, I know that. I do sales. Do you have a job for me? No. You had subtlety to you. You had a little bit of game, right? Oh, yeah. It totally makes sense. You know, I did my internship last year with the Orioles on the inside sales team, and it became apparent. Like, that's really important stuff. And then you weave into your next question. So how did you land your first job? Keep the dialogue going, right? Now, the next key step, and this is something I was taught early in my career by all the anchors that I worked with in the sports industry, right? The key to interviewing is that you, and that's what you're doing. You're essentially interviewing them. Like, that's my approach, is that you're asking questions, you're driving the conversation, you're interviewing. So the key to interviewing, don't spend the entire time thinking about your next question. That is the pitfall. If you're sitting there like, okay, I got that question out. That's awesome. Awesome. I'm doing great. We're off to a good start. And then you're thinking, okay, what should I ask next? I'm going to come. You're not listening to what they're saying. That's the goal here. You need to be listening to what they're saying, what they're sharing. And that's the whole point of this. You're trying to get their expertise. So when you ask a question, listen. Okay? That's great. Get in two questions. You have to have some instincts about this too. Have two questions planned, right? So ask your first question, do your little drop in some subtle hints about who you are and how that works, you know? Get into your next question. And then if you feel the moment like they're kind of not losing interest, but maybe feeling like, all right, we've kind of covered things, say thanks. Make a good handshake again. Ask for contact information, right? Okay. Now, here's the thing too. If you aren't sure about questions, go back and listen to some of my past interviews. So far, I've done something like 40 expert interviews with about 10 questions each. That's 400 questions I've come up with, and they're unique to each interview. There's no copy and paste crap on this show. I don't ask the same questions every week. So if you need some inspiration, go back and listen to past episodes. See what I asked people. Now, another tip. Do not offer to buy somebody a drink. It's cheesy. They know you don't have any money. They know you just spent a lot of money to be there and you're not tapped. You're tapped out. They, at least they're assuming that. It does not endear you to anybody. And chances are at a lot of these events, they're getting free drinks anyway. So you just kind of look cheesy. Okay. Quick one. Number five, make sure you get their contact info. Say at the end of it, like, oh, I really appreciate your time. I'd love to follow up with you and connect on LinkedIn. Here is my business card. And you hope that they exchange back. Okay. Even if they don't, follow up with them on LinkedIn. That's your next move. Number six, follow up with them on LinkedIn within 24 hours. Say in your note that you had in there, this is Brian. We spoke last night at the networking event for the Sports Career Accelerator. It was so great talking to you. Thanks for your advice on the skills you look for when hiring. I'd love to stay in touch. Boom. That's easy. Strike when the iron's hot. 24 hours after meeting that person. Okay. Within 24 hours of meeting that person. This isn't dating. You don't wait a week. Okay, then you need to have a follow-up plan. Like if you've targeted this person and know this is like a side of the industry you really want to work in, like I really want to work in baseball, and you're at this networking event and you're meeting all these people with the Braves, those are the people you want to focus in deep on, right? You might meet other people that night, but those might be the most important people you meet. So follow up, have a follow-up plan. Look for opportunities once a month or twice a month or every other month or whatever, some sort of pattern, to know you can say something to them, right? Reach out. You've connected with them on LinkedIn. Now say something like, hey, I just saw the Braves ticket numbers are way ahead of last year. Congratulations. It sounds like a great season. You're not asking for a job. You're staying in touch, a little touch point. This happened a week ago or two for me. Like I do this exact thing. This is not like I'm just telling you to do it and I don't do it. Dior Ginyard, who is on our show, who's an NFLPA player manager, and it was an awesome interview, and you should go back and listen to it if you haven't. I saw it come across on LinkedIn that he got promoted, right? So I reached out right away. I was like, hey man, congratulations. Just saw you got promoted. Awesome for you. That simple. He responded back. We started a dialogue. We chatted back and forth for 10 minutes. And I felt like I have a deeper relationship with him now. Like I feel like if I reached out to him again, we'd have a good conversation. That's how this works. Networking is not set it and forget it. You don't meet somebody, ask a question, and then never contact them again, right? You need to work at this. And that's why I say, if you meet 20 people that night, maybe you pick the best five, maybe you connect with everybody, right? I think you should connect with everybody on LinkedIn. But literally, maybe it's the top five or 10 that you really identify and say, I need to make an aggressive plan to stay in touch with this person because I think they are the linchpin for my career. That is something you can maintain. So I'd rather have you maintain your top five to 10 than do nothing with 20, right? You get the pattern? So that's how this works, right? You got to have a game plan for conversations. You got to have questions you need to, that you want the answer to. You have to be somewhat aggressive, but not annoying. You don't want to ask them for buy them a drink or anything like that. Pay attention, listen to what they're saying. Try to subtly get in there what you've accomplished in your career so you can give them a little bit of frame of reference that you're legit, and then follow up. It's not hard. You can do this, Wes. You can do this, all of you. So sign up already for our event. It's going to be awesome. I'll be there. And you can practice on me before you talk to someone who is actually important, from the Hawks or Braves or Falcons or United or whoever else we have there. So go to workinsports.com/Tremont/Atlanta. Again, workinsports.com/TREMONT/, well, you can spell Atlanta. I hope so. Or else maybe you shouldn't come. And let's do this. Let's get this going. That's it for today's QA on Wednesday. Betsy Lauritsen, Assistant Director of New Media at Fresno State. Very cool interview. I will talk to you guys then. Bye.